3-7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Welcome to hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Right, Manwich?
All you have to do is give us a call.
Anything goes, whether it be personal or political, anything.
Yeah.
Or hamburgers, toothbrushes, whatever's on your mind. You want to get an issue off your chest. You've got a rant. You've got a problem with your family. You've got a problem with your significant other. We want to hear about it. 1-800-259-9231.
You can also send us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Right.
We might read it on the air.
We might just.
We might. If you want to interact with our other listeners, we've got the bulletin board system on our website at freetalklive.com. There are thousands of posts on there for you to read.
There's literally.
Thousands of posts. I'm not making it. It's not figuratively.
That's right.
Thousands. There's, in fact, thousands of posts,
mm-hmm.
and, in fact, hundreds of posters.
So get interactive online at freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. The bulletin board system, the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, all there for you. If you miss a segment, it's probably there, although today we had some computer trouble and lost the first segment of the show. But for the most part, 95% of the shows get put online, and they're all free.
Don't forget that the on the website you can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Oh, yes.
And most importantly, we have a new one.
The newest Shriner.
That we do.
Her name is Samantha.
Last night a gal called from Texas.
19 years old.
Yes.
Really into politics.
Really into politics.
Which is unusual.
Mm-hmm. She found us through Alex Jones's website.
It's unusual and really hot. I mean, not just because she's pretty cute, but, I mean, just a 19-year-old that's into politics, that's something that's tough to find.
Not common.
Seriously.
And her boyfriend's over in Iraq.
That's right.
Right now.
So it's open season. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. We're talking
dead wrong. Go ahead.
We're talking about the Lycos Top 100.
Yes.
Which is an internet list. They put it out every week, and they do the top 50 every week.
Right.
They let you know what the most searched internet terms were, whether it be Britney Spears, and I'm guessing she's going to be one of the top five. Don't tell me if I'm right, because we did the top. We started on the top 20 last hour. We're down to the last five of the Lycos Top 100, the most internet searched terms of 2004. Shall we continue?
Let's.
All right. If you've got a comment, again, 800-259-9231.
I plugged the top five as three hot chicks, one news item, and a jackass.
Okay.
So number five is the news item. And in this top 20, by the way, just to make it clear, the only sort of serious things that were researched, this is what
I
find.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I didn't get this message. We've been having some trouble. Samantha's actually on the line.
Let's take her.
Samantha calling from, I'm assuming, Texas. Samantha, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey there. How long have you been on hold?
Oh, maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well, we're so sorry. That's unusual for this show. But technical difficulties, please forgive us. What's on your mind tonight, Samantha?
I forgive you. I was actually calling. You were talking about me. I was cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling about, you were talking about a lot of blondes, and obviously I'm a blonde.
Uh-huh.
You know what? And then you said Britney might be on your list. And I have a question, because I was told that brunettes are more attractive because they're, as far as actually, because they're closet freaks.
Because they're closet freaks?
Closet freaks, you know, the whole thing. And then blondes are just kind of just out there. You just know that they're, you know, whatever.
Huh. What do you think about that, Manwich?
I think that blondes stick out a little bit more in a crowd. They're unusual. you know, so, I mean, that draws attention to what would be an attractive face or an unattractive face, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think it's good advertising. It's like having a neon light on your business. Obviously, there's a lot of girls that are brunettes. I mean, that's the majority of the population. And I don't think that I can't really draw, brunettes are closet freaks. I couldn't draw any kind of conclusion like that. But I suppose some are.
I happen to just prefer brunettes just because it's a personal preference of mine. I don't know why that is necessarily. There's certainly plenty of very attractive blondes out there as well. And, again, it's just a minor preference. That's all. That's minor.
But I hear that all the time, and I was just wondering why. Why?
I've heard gentlemen prefer blondes. That's kind of the old axiom. Gentlemen prefer blondes. So I don't know.
True for me.
Well, yeah. I don't know. But, that was a question that I had, and if, like, with the whole Pamela Anderson, like, she's kind of, I guess, fake breasts. Fake
sure.
Breasts. Is it more attractive to a man to have a natural woman, you know, with, like, natural... Not necessarily with the hair and everything, but...
You know, this is an issue that has come up time and time again on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Usually comes up, well, when I say time and time again, I mean once or twice a year. But the question of, are big breasts very important to guys? And I have to say...
I know that they are, they're just kind of attractive, just because it's, I think it's the built-in instinct because of, like, the whole nurturing babies thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of... But women say they don't like big breasts. They're just lying, I think.
I disagree. I think that big breasts are a turnoff, in my opinion. If your breast size is too big for your body type, then that's just disgusting in my book.
Yeah,
I don't like
I will
that
verify
at all.
That he believes that.
Yeah, I don't like that
he
at all.
He does, in fact, believe what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't have a problem
with breasts if they're too small. I mean, as long as you have something,
yeah.
You know, to prove that you're somewhat of a woman. but unless there's a medical condition, in which case I'll understand. But having too big a breast is a real problem in my book.
I agree. It has to be, you know, the handful, right?
Sure, yeah, whatever.
Assuming you're getting them palmed.
That said, I think there is certainly a popular misconception in American society that most men do like bigger breasts. I don't think it's necessarily true. I mean, I don't know all the men in America, but from the guys that we've had call into this show, that's kind of the impression that we've gotten over the years. And if you guys are out there and you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231, are big breasts all they're cracked up to be, I guess is the question.
And I had one more thing, kind of on a more serious note, I guess, with what has happened with the tsunami. I'm sure you guys, everybody
yeah,
knows about it by now.
It's
just,
treacherous.
Yeah, I actually wrote something. I don't know if you guys wanted me to read it, but
yeah.
It's about all the things that all the people are going through and all the fallen, even in the war.
Well, it depends how long is the something, Samantha.
Oh, it's about 5 seconds.
Okay,
go ahead, please.
Okay, it says, may your pain be pleasure, may your fears be gone. May your love be strong and your hope and faith fulfilled. May your mind be at peace and your body at rest. And may your life be remembered in joy. And your death bring joy to no one. You
and
are the
learn
best
how to swim.
Yeah, well, learn how to swim. And then I was like, you
what
are
did
the
most
warm-
people. I wonder, though, what did oh, most sorry. Of the, what are they currently up to? Like 60,000 dead estimated now or something
yeah,
like that?
And then they said that'll be doubled with the infection
the disease.
And the disease.
My question is, what is it that caused most of the 60,000 deaths? Was it impact from the tidal wave? Was it drowning?
Well, I think because of the tidal wave was like 4 stories high and it was traveling at like 220 miles an hour, I think that would definitely have a big effect on the lives that were lost. So.
Sure.
Yeah. But thank you for the poem you shared.
That's very, very nice, Samantha.
Oh, no.
So you're
but
heading
I thought
home.
I was calling me. You guys sounded a little desperate.
You're heading back home. You're heading back home.
First hour is always that way.
Well, the first hour is devoid of calls usually because we're pretty much internet only at that point. I mean, we're internet and satellite C-band listeners out there because we don't actually have any radio stations picking up the first hour of the show, although right now we are live on KCXL and also WVCR as well. So we do have radio stations affiliates.
A few other stations that aren't licensed by the FCC.
Nationally. Yeah, we got the micros out there. There's
yeah.
some FM micros out there. But Samantha, we're very much looking forward to getting that validation picture from you soon.
Okay. Well, as soon as I get home, I will. But
that's great.
I will let you guys finish your top five. I'm excited to
thanks.
Find out.
Thanks
who the
for listening, and thanks for holding on so patiently. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you,
okay,
Samantha.
Bye-bye.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And according to our board operator Bob tonight, as Weird Science put it best, anything more than a handful, you're asking for trouble. 1-800-259-9231. I like that. 800-259-9231. This
asking
is your show.
Trouble.
You bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We'll continue the Lycos Top 100, the last five, next.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's yours. If you want to take control, you can dial us up at 1-800-259-9231 and literally bring up anything that might be on your mind, whether it be personal or political, and we had a little bit of personal talk a few moments ago with Samantha on the line, our newest Shriner. She was bringing up the issue of breast size, and as I think a lot of women are concerned that their breasts aren't big enough. I heard a friend of my fiance's the other night complaining about that very issue. She wants to get breast enlargements, and whenever a woman says she wants to get breast enlargements, I always advise against it. Please don't. You're fine the way you are. It's just going to attract the wrong kind of guy, in my opinion, as far as enlargements go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why, as a woman with smaller breasts, you can't find a nice guy or a good guy to be with you. You know what I mean? There's no reason why you couldn't do that.
Well, I think that
it's just insecurity.
Maybe they just do it for themselves. I think they look fine either way.
Well, they do it for themselves so they can attract a man. That's why they're doing it for themselves.
What if they already have a man and they decide to get breast breast enlargements.
Then they're doing it to make the man happy, usually. Then it's usually the man bitching about it. The man,
why don't you go get some breast enlargements? I think you're making a generalization. I don't think that's always true.
Obviously, I'm generalizing. We can't talk about every situation. I'm just telling you from the people that I know, the experiences that I've had.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad choice. Leave them the way they were meant to be.
I don't think that I don't think it's a good idea to have surgery done. Period. If you can avoid it, but I mean, at the same time, I think that they look good, and I think that women without them look good. I mean, I don't think it really matters.
If you're gonna have an operation, go have a hysterectomy and get the. Get the eggs pulled out or something like that.
You're just against breeding in general, though. All right.
No, I'm not. I'm against myself breeding. Anyway, that's why I'm cut. 1-800-259-9231.
Let me read this.
The Lycos top 100, the most searched internet terms, were on the top five. We started with 20.
It certainly has brought out some strange conversation for our
Absolutely.
Show. All right. Number five, the news item. Nick Berg.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody trying to hunt down that video of him getting his head sawed off.
That was brutal.
Gruesome, awful.
Did you watch it? Did you see it?
It was played in front of me at the radio station. I chose not to watch.
Yeah, it was pretty grotesque.
Yeah, I really don't want to see that. And it's very unclear. Like, it's not a very clear movie anyway. So
thank goodness, because if it was, I wouldn't have been able to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't have the most iron stomach, but I can handle some stuff. Like, we watched that pig video the other day.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was pretty gross. And again, if it was more high quality, if they'd put more of a bitrate into it, if they'd made it a better-looking video, it would have really been disgusting. But in this case, it was so blurry and so washed out, it was really hard to tell exactly what was going on. And the same thing with Nick Berg, thank goodness, because it was just terrible.
It's awful.
And, of course, let's make the point.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to make the quick point. If we never invaded Iraq, Nick Berg would still be alive today.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
So
you can just brush off his death like that if you'd like to. But go ahead.
Here's the question I have: do you think that they should be allowed to show that? Do you think they should be showing that on national television?
I think that it should be allowed to be shown. Should they show it? Well, that depends on who they is. I mean, different journalist organizations have different sets of standards, I think. And obviously, if there was a National Enquirer TV show, I think they would be the first people to put something like that on their airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News, I don't think that they will. They try to be more of a family-friendly kind of a news station.
Come on. Have you watched Fox News?
No, I don't watch
it. During the day? It's nothing but expose on strippers in your neighborhood. Please.
I take it back. I have no idea. I would do it. If I was a news director, I'd do it. Because that's ratings, dude.
Well, I think that people should know these things. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, this is the savagery that's committed.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of my point. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Britney Spears.
Always
slipping down from
five.
Number two.
Always in the top five. Amazing.
What amazes me is she can't sing, but she's still really popular.
Man. She's hot, though.
She's a very good-looking
girl.
She's
stupid as hell, though. Marrying that that white trash with the baby. Her husband. New husband, he's already got at least one kid. I think maybe he's got two that he's not taking care of. So how long is it going to be before she gets knocked up?
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter in her case. She can take care of... she can adopt 100 kids and take care of them.
Well, she won't take care of them. She'll hire somebody to take care of them.
They will be cared for.
That's not a real parent relationship, though, and the kids will probably grow up despising her. I mean, kids that are taken care of by nannies don't have the best... they don't have the best childhood, and they certainly don't bond with their parents, and therefore they're really far apart when they turn 18 and leave. It's not good.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Usually if they have nannies, though, they have that money to keep the whole thing together.
But it doesn't. It doesn't create a bond. The money doesn't create a bond. There are so many kids that are just runaways, spoiled brats, angry at the world, whose parents have oodles of money, and who've had just the most coddled lifestyle. My fiance is an example of that. I mean, I've been breaking her of her old habits. Her parents lavished her with gifts and lavished her with all kinds of things as she was growing up, and I didn't give her anything for Christmas.
That's not going to make you very popular, let me tell you.
She's still here, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
All right, 800-259-9231. So Britney Spears at number four. You know, it was suggested that her career's over now that she got married.
Could be.
Because
everybody wanted just to have Britney, as it were.
Right. All the 40-year-old guys who are in love with Britney Spears.
Hey, wait. That's a mean generalization.
And the 20-year-olds. All the guys who are head over heels for Britney Spears and are running those internet searches. Now they know that there's no chance in the world. At least before she was married, there was a slight possibility that you might run into Britney Spears someday. She might be smitten with you, and you could run off to the Cayman Islands together or something like that. And now the odds are very, very slim because she's got her man, Kevin.
Well, what I notice on here is there isn't nearly the amount of searches for guys. Like, I remember when I used to work at a magazine store when I was in high school. I worked at a comic book store.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls would come in and buy Tiger Beat and Teen whatever. And,
right.
You know, just all these magazines.
17.
And pictures of, at the time, it was like Scott Baio and Kurt Cameron. And I'm sure that the younger, I can't remember any of these groups, but the Backstreet Boys and those kind of...
Those, the 80s equivalents.
Right.
Menudo.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's none of that on this list, oddly.
The reason for that is because women don't, in general, from what, again, this is my experience, before you accuse me of generalizing, but from what I've experienced, women don't really care to look at men so much. I mean, obviously, some of them are attracted to men.
Maybe they would look once versus looking over and over.
Yeah, they're not obsessed with looking at men as a pastime. They're not going to get online and go to men's sites. In fact,
you know, the closest I can get here is number 66, Eminem, that dolt Eminem.
Yeah, well, that's not for the purpose of looking at him in
boxer shorts. And it's probably guys.
Right. Well, that's not the purpose. The purpose of that search is to find his music or find out about him, but not necessarily to look at pictures of him with his shirt off. So there's a huge difference between just the sexual mentality of a male versus a female. And the perfect example of this is Playgirl. Most of their subscribers, guys. 1-800-259-9231. Absolutely true. Gay men subscribe to Playgirl, not women. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can call in and talk about anything, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. We've been touching on one of the most fun things that we always do it every year. We've been on this show for over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is probably the second or third time that we've done this, because we've had three Decembers.
Yeah.
On the show, and it's the Lycos Top 100. Throughout the year, Lycos, the internet search engine, one of the many internet search engines, they compile their top 50 most searched terms into the Lycos Top 50, and they talk about it every week. And at the end of the year, they compile all of the 52 or 50 weeks together, and they determine the Lycos Top 100. And we've been going through the top 20 of the top 100 most internet searched terms. What were we on, number three?
We were going to number three.
We had just finished Britney Spears at number four.
And skyrocketing from number 24 in 2003 to take up the number three position is Clay Aiken.
From number what in 2003?
24.
Number 24.
Oh, now, I don't remember exactly when he was the idol thing. It was probably,
I thought he was big back in 2003.
I think he was big in, like, 2001.
Huh.
But
Doesn't that sound like a country music name? Clay Aiken.
Sure doesn't look like a country music singer.
No, he's not at all. He doesn't look like it. He doesn't sound like it, but that
looks
name.
Like he should be singing torch songs.
That name sounds country to me.
Yeah, it does have that kind of feel to it. He sort of sounds
like it. I'm Clay Aiken. I'll be playing guitar for you tonight. Clay Aiken. Just that first name's a country. That's a southern name, that Clay. And then Aiken just sounds country. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah. Number two. Speaking of talentless hacks, Paris Hilton rising from number four. Yeah, I mean, she's got nothing.
Overrated.
Nothing.
And this isn't.
She's not even that hot.
I want to make it clear that Free Talk Live is not a Hollywood show. We don't get on the air and talk about the stars, because I don't really know anything about them. I don't follow the Hollywood scene.
I'm much more interested in politics than I am in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't read entertainment. Well, I'm interested in politics only because it affects my life. And I have to be interested in it. I have to defend the freedoms that I have remaining and attempt to try and get some freedoms back. So it's important. That's important to me. But what Paris Hilton does at night, or what Lindsay Lohan does at night,
she's caught on film doing.
Yeah, it's none of my. I don't care.
Drunken
debauchery.
Doesn't
matter to me. There are people in this country who are so obsessed with celebrity, and it's kind of disgusting to me.
Well,
why are you wasting your life learning about the lives of these other people? Why are you wasting your time reading about the exploits of Kobe Bryant or Rosie O'Donnell, or name any one of these celebrities? Who cares what they do with their time? They're just people, too. Just because they're in movies doesn't make them more special than you. Just because we're talk show hosts doesn't make us better than anybody else in the world. We're just a couple of people, a couple of human beings who happen to have some microphones in front of us, and we might be a little bit better at talking into them than some of the rest of the world. But that's about it.
You might be. I'm not very good.
It doesn't make us any better than the rest of the human race. And I can't stand it when people elevate celebrities like that. It just makes me sick. Go get a life. Go play some video games. Go watch some TV, although I think that's what contributes to it. Because people watch the Hollywood shows that come on at 7 o'clock in the evening, the Entertainment Tonights, the Hollywood Access, and it will suck you in, because other people's lives are interesting. I find other people fascinating, but I find regular people more fascinating. That's why we'll take any call on this show. You go ahead, call in 1-800-259-9231. Bring up what's on your mind. I think that's interesting. I don't care what Rosie O'Donnell or Calista Flockhart thinks. Doesn't matter to me. How about you, Manwich? How do you feel about all that?
I think I'm not interested in it at all. It's just, it's to me, it's nonsense. I do I understand that there's different strokes for different folks.
Oh, absolutely.
But it doesn't do anything for me, and I don't understand it at all. Then again, I'm very interested in politics and, you know, issues, conversation, and all that stuff. And
plenty of people aren't.
I really don't have any sway in it, you know? I like to talk about it, but nobody cares what I think.
There might be a few people who care what you think. But go on, we're on number two.
Number two was Paris Hilton. Coming up from number four.
I didn't really get the chance to comment on Paris Hilton. Overrated, overblown, slut.
Well, my goodness, what that's awful mean.
She is terrible. I can't stand her. I just can't stand. Everybody thinks she's so hot, and I don't agree at all.
Well, she ain't no Britney Spears sitting at number four. I can tell you that much.
I mean, yeah, she's a blonde, and yeah, she's got a lot of money. She's got a decent body to her, but she's not. Her face is kind of messed up. It kind of looks like somebody hit her in the face with a 2x4.
Oh gosh.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Do you think she's going to have any career in 2005?
Yeah. She doesn't have. They've managed to make the TV show work because they kind of work it around her real personality. Like, you can imagine she would never.
The Simple Life
milk a cow.
Show?
Yes.
That show is so contrived. You can tell they are writing that show. I really don't believe there's anything reality to that show at all. I really don't believe it.
I haven't actually watched the whole thing. I've only got to see
a little
episode.
I have seen a few of the episodes, and the situations they get themselves into are totally scripted, in my opinion. Anyway, number one. The number one most internet-searched term of 2004.
Was not on the list at all in 2003.
Yeah. Okay, now I have to think about what it could possibly be. I have no idea. It's the internet. It could be anything.
Well, your hint is the FCC.
Oh, you gave it to me. I'd forgotten what it was. You told me at the beginning of the show.
That's right. Janet Jackson and her left breast.
Just Janet Jackson, though, was the search, right?
It was just Janet Jackson, yeah.
That's amazing. Not even on the top 100. She shows a little breast on television.
At the Super Bowl.
And boom. Internet searches all over the place. Of course, it was all guys wanting to see screen caps of it as though it was something special. Guess what? She's got breasts, too. They're breasts.
At the
they
end
got
of them,
nipples.
There's a nipple.
Yeah. Areolas. Sometimes the areolas are big. Sometimes they're small. They're a little bit different according to the different women and the different sizes, just but they're still mammaries. They have milk glands inside them.
They're so
angry feeding
with her.
Babies.
I'm so angry with her for what she caused in the radio industry. She showed her boobs on TV.
It.
And
it's not her fault.
It's Powell's son. What's his name?
Michael Powell.
Michael Powell.
It's the FCC. They were just waiting.
He's going to run for president.
Waiting.
I'm telling you.
That guy intends
to run for president.
They were just waiting for the moment. They were just they were on hold, waiting for something to drop like that, so they could jump right on it, glam right onto it, raise their fines, which I think is something they've done now. I'm not sure if that's official yet, but I believe they've raised their fines, the maximum fine that they can levy against this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an outrage. It's an outrage against freedom of speech.
Well, they just levied another $200,000 fine recently.
That's true. Do you have that one?
I don't have that story. Yet.
Radio station fined $200,000 for on-air naked Twister, Kansas City, as a matter of fact, where our KCXL is located.
That's why I say that story, yeah.
Popular Kansas City rock jock Johnny Dare.
Johnny Dare?
Hey.
Come on.
Has something in common with Howard Stern and Janet Jackson. All three have been accused of indecency by the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC proposed a $220,000 fine Wednesday for Pennsylvania-based Entercom Communications.
Come on, Johnny. Johnny Dare, if you want to plead your case, you can give us a call.
Yeah, he's probably not working right now. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more on this outrageous fine. It's an outrage about your freedom of speech. You're losing it very quickly. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. A HealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. A HealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. You bring up what's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We've got over 225 users, excuse me, 224 to be exact, and over 2,000 posts for you to search through, to browse through, to enjoy. And also the archives, last 6 days worth of the show right there for you for downloading convenience. On the house. You don't have to pay a monthly fee on our website. And on top of all that, there's the Shrine of Female Listeners. Samantha, the newest Shriner. You want to check her out. She's right there on the front page.
We are shameless in promoting a Shrine of Female Listeners.
It's a huge draw as far as I'm concerned to the website.
People love to come look at it, though.
Go check it out.
It's not a beauty contest.
No, it's not.
You know, I mean, it's just a bunch of different gals that listen to the show.
Of various different ages.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from probably our oldest gal on there, probably in her 60s. Youngest in her teens.
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So we're talking about this fine that was levied against one of the competitors to our affiliate in Kansas City. Of course, we're on KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri. One of the rock stations there, rock jock, morning show host Johnny Dare.
Hey, everybody, let's play Naked Twister.
He's been fined $220,000. Apparently, on the Dare and Murphy show, they featured Naked Twister with local strippers and graphic interviews with porn stars. FEC said the material was indecent and clearly intended to pander and titillate the audience.
It's certainly not uncommon, though. I mean, this has to be done in every metro on, you know, morning rock shows across the nation.
By the way, right now it looks like Johnny Dare, I guess he's off the air, but I'm not sure about that. Johnny Dare, off the air. Hey, I made a rhyme. 800-259-9231.
Wouldn't you say that so that most rock stations try to pull this stripper?
Oh, absolutely. TNA.
I mean, they can't all get a porn star to come into the studio and talk dirty with them, but they could at least get strippers from the local
Jack Shack. I used to work at a rock station. I've seen it happen.
It's kind of gross.
I've seen them getting naked on the studio table in
Whoopee.
There.
Big deal.
Doing tattoos and body shots and the whole deal. It's so... So trite, so overdone, so boring.
I wonder how do you do a jello shot off of a stripper's buttocks at 7:30 in the morning and like and pretend like it's fun?
I don't know.
It seems so dumb to me.
I did a rock and roll morning show for just a couple weeks. I was just filling in for the normal morning show, and we never did anything like that. I mean, it's just so lame. It really is. It's one thing to. That's just the way rock stations are, man. That's the way they always will be.
Yep.
And
sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
If you don't like it, don't listen. And that's what this all comes down to. Okay, sure. It's the radio waves, and anybody with an FM or AM radio can tune in and hear whatever it is you're spouting off. But that's why parents should be taking responsibility for their kids.
I feel like, and I know that you're farther along this scheme than I am, and I'm going to get the big L libertarians calling in, but I feel like there's 7 words you shouldn't say on the radio.
And we're not going to say them.
No, and we're not going to
even
say them.
Even though it should be noted that there's no law against saying those 7 dirty words. Did you know that?
No, it's not a rule.
There's no prohibition. The FCC has.
That's George
rules.
Carlin, actually, who came up with the 7 dirty words. And
but
in fact,
no word
there's
at
only
all.
4 words.
No, there's no word. No, there's no word.
But I'm saying that there's only 4 words that you don't use.
Okay. Well, I can think of. I think there's more than 4. I think there's probably more than. There's definitely 4. I think there's more than that. Anyway, the FCC, while they do have a set of rules for broadcast people to follow, there's no prohibition on actually saying those words. There was somebody who this past year, because of the whole Janet Jackson controversy, wanted to create a law that would essentially ban certain words from the airwaves. But I don't think that went through, because I'm sure I would have gotten word of it if it actually had.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say FSC and...
The other C?
The other C.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know what that one is. We could say those, but then we would be pandering. Then we would be basically bringing our show down to the lowest common denominator, and that's what the FCC doesn't like. That's what they said about this naked twister thing. Maybe if it wasn't for the graphic interviews with the porn stars, they might have gotten away with it.
Mm.
Maybe. But the idea of them having naked twister on the air was to, again, be very base, be very... to pander. The definition of pander is to basically reach out to those who are attracted to this sort of talk and use it to bring listeners in. Like, that's what.
Isn't that good? Bringing listeners in?
Yes, it's good in, as far as ratings go, and for rock stations, it's what they're always going to do. They'll just have creative ways to get around it from now on. But I think it's just sad. That's $220,000. That's not going to do a damn thing. It's just going to scare some morning jocks, make them create some alternate words, because that's what they do. I've heard them do it. They create these fake words, alternate words that mean the word, the dirty words that they're supposed to be saying. And so that's how they kind of get around the rules. And it's just going to be this give and take, this constant battle that's going to go on. But the $220,000, I want to make it clear that no children's organization is going to be given any of that money.
No.
No family organizations are going to be getting any of that money. That $220,000 that Entercom Broadcasting, in this case, had to pay out, does nothing. It just enriches the bureaucracy. They just gave it to the FCC. Michael Powell just lined his pockets a little bit more. That's all that did. It doesn't do anything to improve the quality of radio in the world. Nothing. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we promise we won't pander to you when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh! Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You've heard about PAWS from BioOx International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. We're inside hour number two, about to wrap it up, but we got enough time to slip your phone call in, 800-259-9231. Also, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so if you don't have time to get to a phone now, don't worry. We're here for another hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about the situation that we have here with freedom of speech being stifled in this country. A rock jock was just slapped with a $220,000 fine, although I should be clear, his company was slapped with that fine.
Right.
A personality cannot be fined. Only the company behind that personality can be fined, or the companies that are airing that personality can be fined.
Well, it basically comes down to the licensee of the radio station, does it not?
It's correct. The owner of the station.
So, for instance, if I said something horrifying on the air right now and it offended people, and we've, you know, apparently it takes 3 years to get fined, because that particular story is from 2002.
Really?
Yes.
Well, normally what happens...
The offense occurred in 2002.
Normally what happens is if something horrible is said on the air and it offends somebody, that somebody will then write the FCC notifying them of the offense.
Of course, 99%, and I'm not kidding you, it's 99% of all the FCC complaints in 2003 were written by one particular group.
You're right, and that group, as a matter of fact, happens to be the Parents Television Council. Interesting that you bring that up, Manwich, because it's a fascinating article. Over, let me see, 99.8% of them, as a matter of fact, nearly all the indecency complaints in the year 2003 And by the way, through early October, it was 99.9% this year. So in recent years, it's only been this one group, the Parents Television Council, and how dare they purport to control the airwaves for the rest of us. The best thing you can do is if you're hearing something you don't like, is just change the station. And if you really, really don't like it and you really want to do something about it, call the station management. And if you really, really, really are pissed off, then call the advertisers. That's the best way to get back at a radio show. $220,000, most stations that are of a decent size, companies that are of a decent size, like Clear Channel, Infinity, and all the other big players in the radio industry, they can absorb $220,000, and it's not a problem. They just have to raise their advertising rates in order to cover it, basically. So, but the little guys, the mom and pops, I don't think the mom and pops are really hit with fines very often, but when they are, that's got to be devastating.
Yeah, let's shut a company down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you've got to pay the FCC. They're the one giving the license.
How can you say this is a free country when free speech is stifled like that?
Well, I still think that the fact is a kid can get a hold of a radio very, very easily. It's not so easy for them to get a hold of tapes. As a parent, I feel like there should be a little help for me here. Just a little bit of help. I mean, that way I don't have to watch the kid every single second
of every
single day.
Maybe you should just teach your kid correct morality, correct values, in that sex isn't a big deal. You know, another thing.
You're telling me what correct values
are? In my opinion,
that's what your freaking opinion is. It's not mine.
Sex. I don't give a damn what you think it is. I can't stand
it. It's my kid. It's my freedom. I get to choose. Keep your dirty language off the radio.
Keep your dirty hands off of my radio.
What are you talking about?
This is free speech. You should be able to say whatever you want on the radio.
You just think that it's just sex. So what?
Well, yeah, it is just sex. Everybody does it eventually, hopefully. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And we're going to come back with more in moments.
U.S. Gold.